said. Cleveland fit, Cleveland hat. Anywhere I go, where Cleveland's at. So when the world ends, I think you'll know where we'll be. Yeah, bitch, right here in.
Yeah, yeah. Right here in Cleveland, right here in Tremont, live episode 45 of our radio show with Jeff and Jeremy for Monday, October 10th, 2011, 7:31. Good evening, Jeff.
Jeremy, hello there.
How are you doing?
I'm great. We got pumpkin ale in front of us. How could I not be great?
Yeah, so your promise to me was that we were going to do a different autumnal beer.
Yes.
Every Monday, or at least every live show that we do, which isn't always every Monday. Those are two different things.
Right.
As our biggest fans have come to learn. But yeah, we're drinking Dogfish Head, the pumpkin ale. I like it. I still say, Jeff, Southern Tier, though. Southern Tier Palm King, that's really where it's at.
So this is where you and I disagree, and it's a disagreement I'm happy to have. I think, really, we both win this disagreement.
Right, because either way, we're drinking beer.
Exactly. But yeah, I'm very impartial to the pumpkin.
But have you had the Southern Tier?
I have had the City Tap.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll have to do a taste test, maybe when, like, the autumnal beer season is over.
Let's do a blindfold taste test.
That should be okay.
I'm up for that.
We'll try something like that.
Yep.
So yeah, by the way, speaking of beer, so recently Yingling has entered into the Ohio market. I guess it's America's oldest brewery, I'm told. It's a Pittsburgh beer. I don't understand the hype.
You know, I completely agree.
It's a good beer.
Yeah.
I like it. But I mean, people, when it first hit Ohio, I mean, people are posting on their Facebook pages and there's signs up in bars and, you know, we have Yingling, and I don't get it. I mean, it's a good beer, but.
Completely agree. And for me, it was a nice, when you knew it wasn't available here. Well, you know what the funny story about this was? Garage Bar always offered it anyway. Huh. And I talked to them. What they would do is they would just send some up to Erie, Pennsylvania and bring it back.
Yeah.
And sell it for like $7. I think it was like $6 a can, right?
That seems like a Garage Bar thing to
exactly.
do.
And yeah. I thought, okay, it was fun. That was something different once in a while because you couldn't get it here. But now that it's here, I actually really could care less. It's kind of like that whole mystique is gone now that made it a little interesting. Before it was a little interesting to me, right. And now it's not interesting at all.
Oh, you got Yingling? Oh, yeah, yeah. I got a Giant Eagle. Oh, yeah, it's not as good of a story.
Yeah. And then I can't spend $6 for a can anymore.
Right.
So, yeah, exactly. I'm in the same boat. People are going nuts, though, about this. And I guess if you're from Pennsylvania, you live here, it might be like us moving in Philadelphia and Great Lakes suddenly being available. Maybe something like that.
True.
I'm trying to relate to them. But for my selfish purposes, I say, who cares?
Okay. What would Gene Parmesan have to say about that?
Gene likes to weigh in. What would he say about that?
He hasn't weighed in on the Yingling. So, for those that haven't been diligently listening to every one of our episodes, Jeff, Twitter virgin until, I mean, you know, you were a little bit.
That's true. I was a little late.
Yeah.
I was saving myself for Twitter marriage.
A late bloomer, perhaps. Well, jumped on the Twitter bandwagon, but then was afraid of being discovered.
Right.
So then changed his Twitter handle to.
I prefer moniker.
His Twitter moniker to Gene Parmesan 42.
That's correct.
So we've been keeping up to date with what Gene Parmesan 42, twitter.com/GeneParmesan42, if you want to play at home, up to 20 followers. Congratulations, Jeff.
Thank you. I just cracked the 2-0 mark, Jeremy.
the 2-0 mark.
That was a big day.
It's nice. So how about this one? An @reply to Nikki Glazer. Gene writes, "The Olive Garden, when you're here, you're settling."
So it was a tweet, the joke, as a nice thread that was going on. And it was basically taking the Olive Garden, you know, logo when you hear your family
right.
And having your own little spin. So that was I thought it was pretty funny.
So that's, for those that aren't familiar with Twitter, you can do a hashtag or the pound sign above the three on your keyboard and put in basically a subject or a topic for that tweet. So that was tweet the joke. So other people were writing, like Henry Cho Comedy was saying, first joke, why do geese fly in a V? Tweet your punchlines with. So then people respond.
See, I like when people set it up and you have to come in with I'm not good about creating it on my own, but I like to kind of come in when the theme has been set. That's when I really excel.
Jump in on other people's hashtags.
Exactly, yeah.
What about this one? James Curtis _OKC. Why do geese fly in a V? It's not a V. It's a greater than symbol, as in geese are greater than the sky. No. Red Hattie underscore chat says, because an X would mark the G spot. A little better. Rob 0349, because a Q would be too difficult. Okay. Well, anyway. You get the idea. Yes. Some of these are.
But I've been laying a little low on Twitter. I've been retweeting all my favorite tweets of others. It was kind of a quiet week for me.
Yes. Hey, thanks for joining us, everyone. If you're listening live, if it's 7:36 on Monday where you are, you can always join us in the chat room at radioshowonline.com/chatroom. A very well thought out URL. If I do say so myself.
I'm glad we locked that one up early. And Stu is enjoying it. Stu's having a great time in there.
Stu's having a good time in the chat room.
Hey, Stu.
You can always fan us at facebook.com/radioshowonline. We're up to over 100 fans now. 143 fans.
Yes.
And growing.
And growing, Jeremy. That 200 mark is going to be a big one. Maybe the holidays. I like the holidays is my goal.
But I'm glad that we have a lot more Facebook fans than you have Twitter followers.
That's very by dozens and dozens. Yeah, not even close.
There was a Conan O'Brien is tweets at Conan O'Brien, and he posted something the other day that just made me LOL. Literally, just reached 4 million Twitter followers, and then in all caps, is this good enough for you, Dad?
Yeah, I follow him as well. And what's really good about Conan O'Brien? He's the perfect person to follow. He has one really good tweet a day. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
Some people are all over the place. He'll have one, and it's always quality. And that's a perfect model. I think he's great.
Someone else I follow on Twitter, Elzone, I think. She posted a pic, which you have to go over to our Facebook fan page, as I said, facebook.com/radioshowonline to see this. She was, I guess, behind a truck. The five-star Wieners truck. Five-star Wieners, and their slogan is...
Special delivery.
Open wide for Cleveland's pride. So now, I have taken the liberty of updating the radioshowonline.com homepage. Radioshowonline.com, that is now our new slogan. Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy, open wide for Cleveland's pride. Let's see if we get into a trademark battle over that one. It would be worth it, I think.
I would take the hit on that.
To have to go into court and argue over this.
The PR alone we would get from that would be a net win.
Yeah.
We should sue them.
We should. I think we would break the 200 followers.
Or we'll send them a letter saying, hey, do you know these guys are using your slogan? Like, we'll start the process of this lawsuit.
We should start about thinking a frivolous lawsuit.
I agree.
To build up our our exposure.
Maybe we could say we had a missed connection that went awry.
Exactly.
And Sue Craigslist.
So, Jeff, awesome weather this weekend.
Jeremy, you know how much I love good weather.
The rain's coming on Wednesday, so don't get used to it.
But what a run of great weather. Autumnal, the foliage.
You and I actually kicked off our weekend together early.
Yes, anatomy. And by the way, props to you for...
Which is a club that there's a 20:30 happy hour.
Right.
You just kind of jumped right into that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Jeff and I started our weekend off early. Jeff's like, yes, with anatomy. We explored each other's anatomy to start off our weekends. Goodbye, everyone.
Thanks for listening.
Catch you on episode 46.
Hate mail at Radio Show Online. So, yeah, we went to anatomy. 2030 Club had their first Thursday of every month, they have their happy hour.
Yes.
And they have a different location, which is great. Battery Park Wine Bar was a month or two ago, which was a great spot. Anatomy, yeah, you came down, and it was great, man. They got the little patio out there, kind of on the rooftop area, but a nice spot. It was somewhere I would never have gone otherwise, so I'm always glad to try someplace new. And, yeah, it was great happy hour. Good crowd, seems like. You reconnected with some older, some of your 20, 30 years gone by.
I did. It was kind of weird. I'm like, really? You guys are still young enough to be in the 20-30 club? It's like Children of the Corn. When you reach 40, yeah, they murder you.
It's like, the unspoken rule is please don't ever show up here again.
I'm sorry. They like card you at the door, and it's to see if you're under the age of 40. Right. Got to be over 21 and under the age
of
40.
Is there a Cleveland 40-50 club?
I'm going to start one.
And where would they meet? Like the library?
In 6 years, we're gonna start one.
The 40-50 club.
Yes, that was a good time. And then I went to Crop. So Crop used to be located on West 6th Street, and then they shut down a couple months back to open up a new location at the corner of Lorraine and West 25th in Ohio City, kind of right catty corner from the West Side Market and the old bank building. awesome space. So it's like an old bank built in the 1920s. The ceiling, you know, because they cared about architecture more. You ever realize, like think about those kinds of things? Like, late 1800s, early 1900s, they, like, cared about the architecture. There was, like, ornate carvings, like, up in the corners and stuff like that. Like, people don't, like, these days, it's just like, oh, just put up some crown molding.
Right.
And that just, like, you know, covers it.
Yeah.
But no, really awesome space, tall ceiling, just beautiful space, original murals up there. And the food was awesome, too. So highly recommend it. Check out Crop. They are finally open at West 25th and Lorraine.
I've enjoyed Crop's cooking at the marina.
I need a beer opener, a bottle opener.
Whiskey Island.
Cropacana.
Cropacana.
Yes.
I enjoyed the, throughout the summer. That was a great addition.
Jen's upset because they no longer serve their popcorn there at Cropacana. They would they had this balsamic popcorn, which is awesome. And they have it at the new Crop location. But Steve actually came over to the table. So if you order the scallops, I got the scallops. He comes over to the table to spray on this white truffle mousse, like directly onto the scallops.
Sounds
like,
very light.
Talk about service. Yeah. And then there's, black truffle flakes on top of that. But yeah, should have taken the opportunity to ask what happened to the popcorn at Cropacana.
I'll tell you what, Cropacana has that, you know, I'm a huge dessert guy. We've talked about this.
Have we? You and your vanilla ice cream at Scoops? That's a huge dessert guy?
They have this vanilla ice cream on a waffle, which was awesome. At the Cropacana, to clarify, at Whiskey Island. Just fantastic. So, yeah, I think about that often.
We had dessert there, too. It was like a peanut butter, nutter butter.
How long has that been open? I mean,
it'll only open on Thursday.
Okay, so you were there day two.
It was Saturday, so
day three. Day three, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and it wasn't that crowded, so definitely go check it out. And then after that, we went to see The Life of Galileo at the Allen Theater. So the Allen Theater recently reopened as the new home of the Cleveland Playhouse. Not to be confused with Playhouse Square, but the Cleveland Playhouse that used to be located more down by where the Cleveland Clinic is.
And there's a lot of confusion about that. I know exactly what you mean.
So now, hopefully, this will reduce some of the confusion, because now the Cleveland Playhouse is located at Playhouse Square. Okay. So that you know, kind of clarifies it. And also, Case Western's theater program and Cleveland State's theater program are also sharing the space, so they're teaming up on some productions there. They did some renovations to the Allen, so I wanted to go at least check out the Allen Theater. I mean, the Life of Galileo was good. It just closed this weekend, but definitely wanted to go to check out the theater, which they did a nice job of restoring. Although I was a little disappointed because the original facade of the theaters, like when you're inside the theater on the sides, they have like the original like ornate kind of loge box, whatever they call them, looking things on the sides.
Yes.
Which they
Or Lincoln was killed, for example.
Kind of like that, yeah. Which they've covered over with like this metal scrim. So you can't, like, it's like a new fake metal looking wall, but you can kind of see to the back. But it was like, why didn't they just, like, leave that open as opposed to covering it up?
Yeah.
So they shrunk down the theater. It used to seat, like, over 2,000. Now it seats 500 because theaters just aren't bringing in, you know, the 2,000 people in one showing.
Right.
Like they used to. But still awesome. The public space there, the bars were very cool. So definitely go check out the Allen Theater Playhouse Square.
Awesome. Good weekend, man. You really had a little bit of everything this weekend.
I know. What about you?
Drinking a little bit. Fall, you know,
Bit of drinking?
I love the fall. Now, I've talked about that.
Fall and drinking go together.
They go hand in hand.
Like summer and drinking.
Exactly. And spring and drinking.
Yep.
It just goes and goes. But it's really the best time of year. These pumpkin ales. Every year now, everyone I feel like wants to have a new pumpkin ale, a new fall beer. I feel like of all the seasonals, this is the one people really, really start hitting. With different varieties. So I was up at Fathead Brewery in North Olmsted, the old Danny Boys.
Yes.
And they had their pumpkin festival Friday night. A lot of fun. Of course, it was an unbelievable, perfectly 70 degrees, perfect night outside. Tom Evanchuk or Evanchuk, I don't know what syllable distress. Evanchuk? Evanchuk.
Tom Evanchuk?
Evanchuk or Evanchuk. Yeah. He was playing out front, kind of on Lorraine Road there.
Why does that name sound familiar?
I've seen him before. He's played around town at Beachland before. I think I talked about him. Our friends, our John Carroll DJ friends, Lori and Holly, are big fans. So we were out there.
really friends of the show?
Friends of the show.
Yeah.
That label has been used quite a bit, but friends of the show. So we out there had some of the Fathead. Their pumpkin beer was excellent. Got to try a new pumpkin beer, hang out, hear some music. It really was a great fall night. Some good friends of mine, Cammie and some other people, went to the Mansfield prison that night. I ended up getting a little late start, so I couldn't go out with them. But they went down to do the whole Mansfield prison haunted house thing, which I heard was awesome and worth the trip down. So I still might want to hit that before the end of the Halloween season. So yeah, I did that. I did a marathon treehouse day, noon to six. After football, played football in the morning. Another great patio day.
You're keeping it real.
Keeping it real. But then there's the formula, though. I still need the formula for doing football in 6 hours and then rallying for part two, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because you come home, you got to take a nap. I mean, you got to regroup.
Yeah, it's kind of like when you tailgate.
It is.
Because it's like, you know, you're tailgating, you start really early, and then the question – now, usually because it's football's on a Sunday – you know, you're thinking about, oh, I got to work the next day. So you're like, yeah, just forget it. Just pack it in early. But yeah, if it's a Saturday, you don't want to be a complete loser.
Yeah, exactly. But this is what happens. I come
home.
Which
all people who refuse to drink are.
Yeah.
Stupid alcoholics.
Why even get up?
Why are you trying?
Why even live? So that day I came home. I slept till about 8:30 and then got some food and was just still very groggy. So there's still there's a way I got to figure this out. There's a balance.
Yes.
Out there somewhere. I don't have it yet.
Yes.
And then Sunday, I had one of the greatest Sundays ever. My neighbors right across the street, Lori and Mac, who are kind of in that whole group of our Tremont football group, they have the NFL package. It's the bye week for the Browns. Mm. They had a bye week party, and they had a TV out back and outside. It was a great day. And then they had two in their basement, all with different NFL games.
But what's a bye week party? Because the Browns
had their bye week, yeah. So they had everyone over to watch all the other NFL games and just hang out at their place, drink, eat. Great day doing the TV set up on the yard, which is really neat to be outside. So awesome Sunday watching NFL at their place right across the street.
Cool. I also on Sunday I went to I don't want to say a chili cook-off. It was just a friend cooking chili. But while there, in the conversation came up this Alanis Morissette and Dave Coulier connection.
This is old news.
You said it's old news, but I have never heard before, and I have to believe that there's people out there like me that didn't understand this connection. So I don't remember how this originally came up. I think we were just talking about Dave Coulier. I mean, at what chili party does Dave Coulier not come into the conversation?
Right.
But we were talking about Dave Coulier and Alanis Morissette, and they used to date. And I didn't believe it, so I jumped on Wikipedia on the phone, because we just have that technology these days, and saw that they used to date. And yeah, Dave Coulier, in an interview, claimed that You Oughta Know song, which we actually played before we started the live show, tonight, claimed that song was about him.
Yes.
That You Ought to Know, Down on You in a Theater. That now this sheds just whole new light on this song.
Because Dave Coulier is Mr. Clean, never swears in his act.
Right.
So it does kind of portray Dave in a little bit different light.
And it's just like a very like cruel, like now when I hear that song and Alanis is just all mad, I just picture like Dave Coulier going like, Alanis, cut it out. No. You know? And then the whole down on you in a theater. So she's saying that she went down on him in a theater.
That's what she's saying.
And does she do that for you? Like some women might be like, I used to cook you eggs in the morning. Does she cook you eggs? It's like, I used to go down on you in a theater. Does she go down on you in a theater?
I think that you summed it up.
Cut it out.
Yeah, Dave Coulier. He's
Was it a movie theater?
I got to think, what other kind of theater would it be?
I know the song is like 10 years old, but...
We could do a music penetration on that song.
Yeah, we should. We do have a... Speaking of music penetration, it's already 7:49. We got a lot of stuff coming up later on, but we do have some development news, and we do have music penetration. Hopefully, we can get to it.
All right, let's rattle through some of this stuff kind of quickly, but who would you say is the biggest, not fan of the show, but I would say friend and supporter of the show, because she's... I gave it away already. It's a woman. But who would you say supports the show, promotes the show, other than you and I?
There is a drinking game out there that every time on the show you say Cammie, you have to drink.
Well, of course,
that
that's
is a
the
show
answer.
Out there.
And Cammie, of course, is always promoting us and always great to help us
drink.
Get the word out. So drink at home. We said the word Cammie.
You're playing at home.
But she was out at that tweet up a couple weeks ago and saw the Hello Cleveland podcasters
crew.
Approached him. And they talked about his podcast.
She just punched him in his face.
And they said, hello, I'm you know, I know who you are, but I'm really good friends with Jeff and Jeremy. I love their show. And they were doing the old game, marry, screw, kill, I believe.
Right.
I got that order wrong.
That old gag.
And he was the person they were going to kill. So it was a funny little segment, a little clip that she personally delivered the news to. He didn't really appreciate it, and he told the story, and it was just kind of funny.
Does he mock us on the show?
You know, ironically, they said the only part of that that was like that they were, they said, you know, yeah, we do like those guys. We listen to those guys. That was like legitimate. So I appreciate Hello Cleveland. I know I've heard their show before. You have too.
Yeah.
So it's nice to get some podcast love there. So you never know when people that like our show might confront competitors. I like that.
Right. I like the idea that people are
out there
are fighting.
It's like
we
have a lot of little sheriffs out there.
Yeah. Even if it is Cammy. Drink.
So all right. There you go.
Speaking of drinking, Cleveland Beer Week starts Friday.
Yes.
ClevelandBeerWeek.org. This is a nonprofit that just wants to show off all the wonderful microbrews that are served around this great city. So if you go to the ClevelandBeerWeek.org, you can see all the different events. A lot of restaurants and bars participating.
Grocery stores. We were happy the grocers got involved, finally.
Yeah, they finally got the grocers on board.
Full circle.
The third annual. Southside's actually doing something kind of cool. And they are doing, and I lost the link here, but they're doing a hookup with the food trucks. So they're going to do the food truck beer dinner on Friday, October 21st, which is the end of Beer Week. They're doing VIP from 6 to 7. No idea what that is because we're not included. But starting at 7 o'clock, they're going to have 10 different beers, each paired with a course from one of Cleveland's food trucks. Hodgepodge is going to be there. They just recently got second in the great food truck race on Food Network. Short Rib One is going to be there. That's Fahrenheit's food truck.
Isn't that your nickname in high school?
Short Rib One. Yeah, it was. Dim and Densum is going to be there. Umami Moto is going to be there. And Sweet, the dessert truck, is going to be there. So for more information, you can go check out Southside.
I want to mention one more thing, too. I mean, there's a lot of events going on. It's almost hard to keep track of them all. But one of them that I'm really looking forward to is Saturday at Winking Lizard Lakewood. They're doing...
Awesome Winking Lizard, by the way.
Yeah, in terms of Winking Lizards, have you been to the one out in Avon? That's a pretty good one, too.
I don't go out that far.
Okay. But if you ever want to expand your horizons, go out west. But Saturday, they're doing the Magic Hat Liquid Scavenger Hunt. And this has gotten a lot of, I think, a lot of press in terms of, there's so many events. But this
including
one,
press right now.
It's getting press. It's in the process of getting press. This is at Winking Lizard Lakewood, as I said, at 4 o'clock. Basically, it's a little bit of a, you get your passport stamp, you go to different bars. You start at Winking Lizard Lakewood, and you proceed from there to on foot to Jammy Buggers, Plank Road Tavern, Riverwood, and Market in Rocky River for an after party with complimentary food and Magic Hat Brewmaster Justin McCarthy. So you basically have to get your passport stamped at every bar. It goes from about 4 to 7 o'clock Saturday, and then there's a shuttle that takes you back to the Winking Lizard Lakewood where it all began. So what a cool little way to mix up some West Side bars.
I'm glad there's a shuttle involved taking these different places.
That is a huge part of the whole thing. But that, to me, sounds like a great part of Beer Week.
I haven't been to Jammy Buggers yet. But that's what Michael De La Hoya, when he was on the show, friend of the show, Michael De La Hoya, when he was on, he said that Jammy Buggers was a good place to check out.
He did. He was talking about that. That was one of the few things, that was one of the few takeaways.
that's all you remember.
Yeah.
Something about Jammy Buggers. And being part of Emerging Chefs, you would think he would know.
They have an event as well, I know. Emerging Chefs are involved.
Yeah.
But check the website. We don't want to bore you with that. Because we have it here. We just want to bore you.
ClevelandBeerWeek.org, you can get all the info. So the Best of Cleveland Party, sponsored by Cleveland Magazine, is coming up this Friday. This Friday.
I will be there. I want to have a booth.
October 14th. Yeah, I already got something going on. I wish I could make it because I've been in the past, and it is an awesome party. You can check that out. We'll have a link on our website, but ClevelandMagazine.com has a link as well. Best of Cleveland Party, this Friday, from 7 to 11 at the Rock Hall.
So what goes in on this real quick, because I've never been and I was curious what it was all about. They bring in the Best of Cleveland winners from the October issue of Cleveland Magazine in a number of categories, including Best Gourmet Pizza, Best Wine Bar, Best Hotspots,
Best Podcast? No.
At some point, Jeremy,
not
we're going to
so
be
much.
There.
All
we're
right.
going to be there. We may not win it, but we'll be in the mix.
We might be in the 50-60 club by that time.
Yes, we'll be in the library, the 50-60 club happy hour.
We'll be there. Cool.
So that's it.
So in development news, so the Crown Plaza Hotel at St. Clair and East 6th is becoming a Westin Hotel, a four-star Westin Hotel, 481 rooms. They're doing $64 million in renovations. So they're putting in new windows. They're going to have this grand two-story staircase in there. They're going to have signature restaurant with outdoor dining space. I'm not sure where they're going to fit that in. They're going to do a fitness center, spa. And it's interesting to me because the companies behind this are from Miami and Denver. So I think it's always good when there are companies from outside of the region, outside of the city and the state, actually spending money, investing money in downtown. So they're going to close next month and then reopen in July of 2013. When a lot of other stuff's opening then too, that's around the same time the Medical Mart is supposed to open. The casino is still on track to open in March of next year. So March 2012, we only have a few more months until the phase one of the casino opens in the Higbee building. Also got some news on the Pit. So just when you thought the Pit couldn't become any crappier as a place to tailgate. They've already started. It's $30 a car. They already charge $5 for pedestrians. Now they have new rules posted outside as far as what you can and cannot do in the Pit. Some of those rules include no throwing of footballs or beanbags.
I mean, this is. I mean, it's almost like they're just daring people to come down and try it. You know what I mean? I mean, this is borderline offensive. How could you have, why would you, I would not give them a dollar. I pledge to you, I will never step foot in that place again.
I don't understand. I mean, obviously.
It's a great location, but there's other options, people.
Companies running parking garages, they probably don't have the best PR departments. But yeah, as far as a public relations thing, I mean, talk about just trying to ostracize your core customers in any way that you can. Next is going to be no tailgating, no football.
No smiling, no laughing.
No smiling, no having fun. Yeah, I guess they were offended or upset because some videos of sex happening in the Pit.
So that's why you got to ban throwing footballs.
Well, yeah, because throwing footballs.
That correlates. You don't exactly.
Have, that oh, leads I know. To.
Once you start having sex, footballs start getting thrown around.
First you throw a football, then it's a beanbag. Next thing you know, some chick's bent over, you know.
I mean, that's a fact. There are studies to back that up. The Pit is commissioned studies.
Exactly. So
who is running this thing?
I don't know. I don't know. I think I saw the owner, and he looked like he would be a parking lot owner.
Yeah.
Like, he looked like the type of guy that would run a parking lot. I don't know. Don't tailgate in the Pit is all we can say.
Yeah, I mean, please, have some pride.
Please, tailgate anywhere else. Tailgate, like, just outside the Pit.
There's plenty of options. I mean, just have a little pride and don't give this guy any more money.
Also in development news, a 60-bed hostel is coming to Ohio City.
You know, that's going to bring some foot traffic. That's great.
So there's this 30-year-old guy behind it who's traveled like 100 different hostels around the country. Hostels are definitely more popular in places like Europe. The idea being that people that are, you know, because Europe is so connected by trains and stuff, a lot of like college age people are traveling around the country and they want to stay somewhere cheap because you don't have a lot of money when you're in your 20s or when you're in your 30s, if you're like me. But so they want to stay someplace cheap, someplace where they're with like-minded individuals, you know, so they have these hostels all around Europe. Not as popular in the United States. This one will be the only one in Northeast Ohio. They're going to have 60 beds. It's going to be $25 a night. They might have a rooftop patio, and they even want to have, like, a bike rental station.
I may stay there just even living in town just to try it out. That sounds great.
It ends up being cheaper than when I'm paying in a mortgage.
If I so at least now you have other options.
Yeah, exactly. If Jen ever kicks me out, I have somewhere to go. But yeah, it's going to be pretty cool. It's going to be right near the West Side Market on West 25th. Also, speaking of bike rental stations, so there's a new Cleveland bike station that has opened up on East 4th Street, more towards the Q and Harry Buffalo there, and that parking garage that Rock Gaming, the company behind the casino, now owns. So that's open. You can go if you want to, like, bike downtown. They have showers there, so you can lock up your bike, get a quick shower before going to the office. Well, they were going to have this art exhibit that was basically going to be bicycle handles with streamers coming off them, like all up the side of the parking garage, like the outside of the building. Kind of a cool public art thing. The bike handles would have streamers blow in the wind, you know, kind of a cool effect. Well, they ended up killing this idea, and because Rock Gaming was concerned that somebody would get drunk and decide, bike handles, I want to climb the side of that building. I want to jump up there and try to climb up those bike handles like a giant Plinko game.
Now, and there, I could see that happen, though, couldn't you?
I could see it happening, but if we were to stop every project with, how could some drunk person ruin this or hurt themselves?
Yeah.
I don't know what we would have built.
Yeah.
Somebody could say the same thing about the Terminal Tower, but I don't think we should tear it down. So yeah, so now the city has, they already bought the bike handles. So now the city has like this huge supply of
Was this like Jimmy DeMora's last act? This would be a great way for all those old commissioners to go out.
They should send them all to Jimmy DeMora. They should just cover Jimmy DeMora's house with those.
And let people climb it.
Or his future jail cell. I'm sure his future inmates could think of something to do with those bicycle handles. That's a sodomy joke, Jeff. I always like to slip in one of those.
You should have one of those at 8 o'clock every Monday night.
One per episode.
If it's 8 o'clock, you know what that means.
Time for the sodomy joke. Oh, good times, good times.
So what's, we have Katy Perry's waiting for us, Jeremy.
Katy Perry is waiting for us in the
music penetration room.
In the music penetration room. Katy Perry is live here in studio. So, yeah, so for tonight's music penetration, we want to do the song E.T. by Katy Perry. And for those of you who may not be familiar with this, we're going to play the song first, and then we'll be right back to really identify these lyrics. Because this is one of those songs that you may have heard about, and you may even hear, or even like. It might be sitting on your Spotify, or sitting in your iTunes, but you never really stopped to listen to the lyrics. So
we shall say a fan of the show suggested this, so we appreciate that.
Yes, we do appreciate feedback. Yeah, it was actually Facebook feedback. So appreciate feedback from all of our fans. So here is the song E.T. by Katy Perry, and we're going to analyze it right after this.
I got a dirty mind, I got filthy ways, I'm trying to bathe my age in your Milky Way. I'm a legend, I'm irreverent, I be reverent, I be so far, we don't give a fuck, Welcome to the danger zone, step into the fantasy, you are not invited to the other side of sanity. They calling me an alien, a big-headed astronaut, maybe it's because your boy Yeezy get ass a lot. You're so hypnotizing, could you be the devil? Spaceships instead of cars, cop a Prada space suit about the stars, getting stupid high straight about the jaws. Pop rockets on Shrek, rockets on deck. Tell me what's next, alien sex. I'ma disrobe you, then I'ma probe you. See, I abducted you, so I tell you what to do. I tell you what to do, what to do, what to do.
Kiss me, kiss me, kiss me. Infect me with your love and fill me with your poison.
Katy Perry, E.T., featuring Kanye West. Now, we've all heard the song. We've all maybe bopped our heads to it. I know I have. But what is she actually saying? So here's a segment that we like to call Music Penetration by Music Penetration, E.T. by Katy Perry. Let me start off with Kanye West. Here's what he says in the beginning, Jeff. I got a dirty mind. I got filthy ways. I'm trying to bathe my ape in your Milky Way. Explain.
I think we're deep going for context. We're going to keep going a little bit.
Bathe my ape in your Milky Way. All right. I'm a legend. I'm a reverend. I be reverend. I be so far up, we don't give a fuck. Welcome to the danger zone. Step into the fantasy. You are not invited to the other side of sanity. They calling me an alien, a big-headed astronaut. Maybe it's because your boy Yeezy get ass a lot. So who is Yeezy? Here's the things that I'm wondering. Yeezy, big-headed astronaut, and trying to bathe my ape in your Milky Way.
I mean, it's almost like this is a big joke on all of us trying to, like they're pretending to actually know what they're talking about in this. This is almost like it's got a great rhythm, and they just like filled in the words at the end.
Right, they came with a beat first.
Or it's like a hilarious inside joke that only Kanye and Katy Perry know. I mean, I know there's a lot of sexual references, but beyond that, like...
I had heard that they're going to use this song for the E.T. remake. That Steven Spielberg was actually in touch with Katy Perry. All right, let's move on. So Katy Perry, you're so hypnotizing. Could you be the devil? Could you be an angel? You know, your touch magnetizing, like I'm feels like I'm floating, leaves my body glowing. They say be afraid, Jeff. You're not like the others, futuristic lover, different DNA. They don't understand you, which could be a problem if he dips his ape in her Milky Way.
Yeah.
If they have different DNA, that could
result.
There
could be some genetic ramifications there, Jeremy. Jeremy, here's what I think when I see this word, two words. When I hear the song, genetic ramifications.
Yeah.
Right? No one's talking about the genetic ramifications of what they're proposing. It's scary. It's really shocking.
And that's the thing that...
They want to crossbreed races. Like, basically, an outer space and a human. Is that what you're getting?
That's the thing with rappers these days, is they do not think about the genetic ramifications of their lyrics.
But you seem like an alien and a human. Like,
right.
They
a hybrid.
Yeah, hybrid. If you were like a car. A hybrid car.
Right.
Except we're talking about aliens.
Exactly.
And we're talking about...
You're from a whole other world, a different dimension. You open my eyes, and I'm ready to go. Lead me into the light. All right. Whatever. Kiss me. Kiss me. Infect me with your love and fill me with your poison. Here's what I'm thinking, Jeff. Because they just talked about how he's got different DNA, and you're talking about the problems with crossbreeding. I'm thinking, fill me with your poison. It's about semen.
I think that's true. I think Reverend Doubt, we could assume there's a sexual reference to this.
Yeah.
But also... Look at this. The next, she wants to be a victim, ready for abduction.
Right.
I was hoping you would break that
down. So she's wanting to be abducted by this alien, which most people you think like they would
fight
be
it.
Like, no,
Jeremy, I would fight it.
Yeah.
If someone came into my room at night, an alien, and proposed all this to me in a great song, I don't care how good the song was, I would decline the offer.
I think.
Would you decline?
I would. And I think that the aliens are so used to people, like, trying to fight it. Like, they show up, and they got their laser beam, they're trying to pull them. People are like, no, no, I want to stay in my bed. Don't abduct me. You're going to probe me. I don't want it. But she's like, all right, I'm ready to go. And the aliens might even be a little put off.
She's, like, waiting for it. She's, like, hoping this will happen. So they found the one out of a million people that's actually waiting for them to do this.
And it probably turns them off. They're probably like, you're a little too excited about this. Like, most humans, when we go to abduct them, like, you're not supposed to be cool with this.
They're probably up for a challenge. Kind of like when you date someone, You want a little bit of challenge, right?
You do. You just want to be like, abduct me now.
Right, right.
Yeah, all right.
Well, I think we figured this one out.
I think we've, yeah, I think we've finished. So it goes on.
But I've told you during the off the air where we have many private conversations that aren't on the show. Right. And I did tell you that anytime I hear one of her songs, I feel more stupid.
Yeah.
I really do.
Like you're a little dumb.
I feel like I just wasted 4 minutes of my life, even if there's nothing else on the radio, because she just is, these words and these songs are just horrific.
Right, right.
So we lost only 4 minutes.
You know, here's, but I want to go back to this Kanye West at the end then. He says, I know a bar out in Mars where they drive in spaceships instead of cars. Cop a Prada spacesuit about the stars, getting stupid ass straight out the jar. I don't know what any of this means.
I mean, this is all gibberish.
Pockets on Shrek, rockets on deck. What? Pockets? What does that mean?
This is kind of, I feel like, you know, the people who own the pit, and if you go to the pit, you should basically, you have no pride, you have no shame.
Right.
I feel like it's very similar. People who buy this music have no pride and no shame.
Yeah.
Because they are literally, they're... Gibberish is just coming out of this. It's all, they're just throwing words that make, this is, I feel insulted even reading this. This is ridiculous.
Tell me what's next, alien sex. I'ma disrobe you, then I'ma probe you. See, I abducted you, so I tell you what to do.
Do you think anyone's ever used this for their first dance at a wedding reception?
Probably not. Probably not. And, you know, what's happened to poetry? This isn't the type of thing that you would scribble on a note and slip to a girl.
I mean, this is something a 10-year-old... Yeah, I mean, I have even less respect for Katy Perry than I did coming into this, which is amazing.
Well, let's move on to something that's a little more intellectual. Misconnections.
Yeah, my favorite new segment.
It's 8:12. We always like to wrap up this. We always like to wrap up our show lately with misconnections on Craigslist. So, and some of these I can't believe. So here's what happens. For those that don't know, people that run into a girl, like for example, if there's a girl in a bar,
right,
Jeff, and you're attracted to her,
then I run home to Craigslist Misconnections,
yep,
and hope she'll find it. Is that not right?
Exactly.
Okay.
That's exactly what happens, yes, in a nutshell.
Yes.
All right. So here's the subject for this one. Walmart in the rain on Friday, 9:30, 35-year-old male from North Olmsted.
Wait, that sounds like my Friday night, but keep going.
We met in line and I helped you load your car in the rain. Romantic.
Did he work there? Maybe not. If he worked there, it's not.
It's true. Not sure why I didn't ask you to lunch or for your number. I mean, if he worked at Walmart,
I'm more of a coffee guy.
Yeah.
Lunch?
Yeah, that's a little presumptuous.
Brunch. I'm more of a brunch. I used to talk about brunch.
Yeah, but you know.
Because, you know, they got those boars at the Ritz. They can grill down. The boar at the Ritz.
That was a good recall of episode 44. I appreciate that. You're doing good, Jeff. You got a good future in this. All I know is your first name, which he didn't put in here, that you work at the clinic, and that you are very cute. And in the sentence, he capitalizes the V and the C in very cute.
Again, the punctuation is spot on in these.
Very cute. In the off chance that you see this and might like to meet again, please respond with the type of dog you
again,
own.
Again, this is the theme. Do you have to go to a website to learn how to write these things? And you have to end it with a random bit of information that you need to prove that they're this person. Is this like the informal thing?
With all of what he led up with, Walmart in the rain, Friday, on September 30th, in North Olmsted, he helped you load your stuff in your car. With all of that, he still wants her to prove herself. What kind of dog do you own?
So if someone writes back, I own a pit bull, and it's really a terrier.
He's like, no.
He's not going to go out with her.
That wasn't you.
He'll be like, no, thank you for writing.
That was the other girl that I helped,
yeah,
at Walmart.
But I wasn't trying to find her.
That wasn't the one I was thinking about. No, no. Here's one titled, You Love the Porch. And
this could be for me.
It's from a 45-year-old man to a woman. BV Heights. I don't even know what
Broadview.
Broadview Heights.
Our friends down south.
That explains it. He writes, you loving hang out on your porch. Tell me something only you and I would know. Uh-oh. Well, we are going to get some noise on our audio now. We're at our 1 hour point. It's 8:15. Got to wrap it up. So we're going to, you know what? Next week, we're going to lead with misconnections.
Yes.
We're going to get to all these misconnections that we miss.
Whole show.
We should write a misconnection about missing.
I'm going to write one for you.
Anyway, check out radioshowonline.com. Write to us at hatemail@radioshowonline.com. We'll be back next Monday.
Next Monday.
Live most Mondays at 7:30. Until next time, this is Jeremy.
This is Jeff.
Have a week.